Welcome to the Voices of Veritas podcast. Today, we're discussing what is a classical Christian education? I'm Candace Pritz, Community Relations with Veritas Christian Academy, and I'm here with Dr. Woods, Headmaster for Veritas. While classical Christian education has been around for thousands of years, Veritas is part of a movement that started about 30 years ago in America. Veritas Christian Academy is one of the older, more established, and well-respected schools within this movement. So let's talk about classical Christian education.
I am so glad you referenced that classical Christian education is much greater than just the last 30 years. It has a rich tradition that dates back to the early church and the considerations that early Christians were trying to figure out: how can we educate our children in a Roman Empire that was hostile to the Christian faith? And so early Christians were already asking questions about how does one think as the people of God about the Greek and Roman intellectual and literary traditions.
And so what are some distinctives of classical Christian education?
I think one of the most important distinctives that is not often emphasized is a commitment to quality. It's a consistent quality of teaching and learning, where sometimes the public schools will be moving through changes, constantly changing. Classical Christian education is committed to that quality of learning and teaching that has lasted through the centuries. It is rooted in the past. It's well equipped to respond to the kinds of changes that occur within the modern world. And it's in education that you often will hear the phrase best practices. And classical Christian education has the great tradition to draw from. So we're talking about thousands of years of men and women of faith who were thinking about education in light of Scripture and the Christian tradition, and they brought forth these best practices through the ages.
What would you say would be an example of some of those best practices?
That's a great question. I think when you look at the day-to-day activities within a good classical Christian school, it is not about keeping up with fads, but it's about being grounded in, say, the proper understanding of human nature and human behavior. Within classical Christian education, we take very seriously the truths of Scripture that human beings are created in the image of God. And yet, Adam and Eve's rebellion has affected all of us. And so we stress that every human is created in God's image, and that means our philosophy of education and our practices in the classroom is rooted in the best ways to teach humans as image bearers.
So in the classroom, what does this look like?
It is our hope that if a parent or guest were visiting one of our classrooms at any given moment, they would see our teachers trying to cultivate a way of looking at the world, a way of understanding life, a way of embracing learning. And our teachers, in different ways, whether it be through their own personal walk with Christ or through the way in which they're covering the material, is trying to shine God's glorious light on seeing the world in which He created and human cultures and our understanding of things. It is an emphasis overall, and you'll see this within a lot of classical Christian school literature. It is an emphasis overall on the true, the good, and the beautiful. And if you were to look at other schools, the emphasis would either not be there, or there may be a significant debate about who knows what the true is, and really what's the good. Is that it's good for you, but it's not good for me, and beauty is only in the eye of the beholder. Classical Christian education within the great tradition says the true, the good, and the beautiful are very real, and we can teach those things, and we can learn those things, and we can live by them.
What are some things that distinguish classical Christian education from classical education in general or Christian education in general?
Good question. Classical Christian education in America is, and in Britain, is often associated with very elite private schools that cost lots of money. And while they often offer outstanding qualities of kind of worldly education, the Christian element is primarily gone. It's absent. In contrast to standard Christian education in America, classical Christian education not only puts Christ at the center, but also draws from that rich root of our classical heritage. So I guess the best way to say it is that classical Christian education, when done well, when done with excellence, places proper stress on classical and proper stress on Christian. There are some who I've even heard within our movement that speak about Christ-centered classical learning. That also gets at the heart of the distinction between classical Christian education and just general classical education or general Christian learning.
And I'm sure you hear this all the time, but what would be a good elevator speech for classical Christian education? Or what is something you wish all the parents, grandparents, faculty, staff, and students within our Veritas community would know and share about classical Christian education?
I do get that question often. Surprisingly, I get that question when I interact with other educators, Christian educators within the broader Christian educational world. Much like the people of Israel who were taught from childhood, they saw it all the time and they heard it. It was everywhere around them from the moment they got up in the morning until the evening when they placed their head on the pillow. The Israelites were told this scripture, "Listen, Israel, the Lord your God is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your being and all your might." Classical, Christ-centered learning is that kind of education that makes certain that it recognizes the supreme lordship of Jesus the Christ. He is at the center of not only chapel services and prayer time, he is at the center of all of our learning. Whatever the class, whatever the subject, he is at the very center. Think of Colossians, when Colossians speaks about Jesus as being the center of all that is, ever has been, or ever will be. But I guess to get to the elevator speech part, I would say that classical Christ-centered education, when it does what it's supposed to do and it does it well, it encourages students to think, to act, to speak, according to wisdom and eloquence. It is our aim, our purpose, and we have to remind ourselves of this regularly, but it is at the core of who we are to help order children's affections for the good, the true, and the beautiful. And everything that we do within our classrooms should complement and parallel our partnership with parents, what they're trying to do within their homes and what they're trying to do within their churches. We are trying to do the same thing. So we're in a partnership together. So classical Christian education is that kind of training, and it's learning that runs deep and wide into the past. It's relevant for the present, but it also stretches forward into eternity. And I guess for this to be a good elevator speech, I probably need about 8 or 10 stories or floors to go up, right?
Yes. Absolutely. That's very helpful. So is there a single best book or article you could recommend for those who may just be looking to get a deeper understanding of classical Christian education?
Many people, I hope, would be encouraged within our community to discover that years ago, we started using a fine little booklet that's entitled Discover Classical Christian Education, The Essential Guide for Parents. We give it to prospective families, we give it to new families. I would say for the time and energy and money, it is absolutely worth the hour or so reading through it. It gives a great history and overview of classical Christian education and some of the distinctives that we were talking about now. If you want to go just a little bit deeper, there's a longer booklet published by the same publishing company, author Christopher Perrin, Dr. Perrin, and that's called An Introduction to Classical Education, A Guide for Parents. And even that book, I think, let me look at it right here, is only, it's 44 pages, and it has a great bibliography in the back. If you wanted to go just a little bit deeper, there are two fine books that cover the contours, the tone, and the quality, and the nature of great classical Christian learning and teaching. One is called Wisdom and Eloquence, A Christian Paradigm for Classical Learning. That is a Christian model for classical learning by Robert Littlejohn and Charles Evans. And then the other one is more recent. It's called The Liberal Arts Tradition, A Philosophy of Christian Classical Education by Mr. Clark and Mr. Jane. They are two fine authors, and it's an outstanding volume. So I would recommend all of these to make your way through and to get a better understanding of not only classical Christian education, but what we try to do at Veritas and what we do very well.
That's great. Thanks so much for those recommendations. I think that wraps up our time. So thank you, Dr. Woods. And Veritas, be looking for future podcasts. If you have any suggestions of something specific you'd like to hear discussed, send your ideas and thoughts to cpritz@veritasnc.org. That's C-P-R-I-T-Z @veritasnc.org. We have some exciting podcasts planned coming up, so be sure to tune in. Have a wonderful day. Podcast test 1, 2, 3.